This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Deaf and hard of hearing people incarcerated in Colorado will soon have access to sign language interpreters for crucial interactions like intake, medical appointments, and classes. The Colorado Department of Corrections settled a lawsuit claiming state prisons violated the Americans with Disabilities Act by failing to provide sign language interpreters. Under the settlement, the Department of Corrections will also provide text notifications for incarcerated people who can't hear announcements or alarm systems during emergencies. The suit was filed by Disability Law Colorado. Colorado Springs City Council has approved new policies for special districts, despite concerns from some residents. KRCC's Shauna Lewis has more.
Special districts are often created in new developments to finance, build, and operate public services like water, transportation, or sewer systems when the city can't. District property owners then pay for the services through taxes and fees, but some worry about the accountability and financial transparency of the districts and say not all of them are providing the services. They say the city's new guidelines for how they function do not address these issues. Colorado Springs has about 80 special districts. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Families in Larimer County can now sign up for free children's books through Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. The country singer's nonprofit sends out personalized packages with books for kids 5 and under. United Way of Larimer County will partner with the Imagination Library to provide material in English and Spanish. They hope to serve more than 11,000 children in the county over the next 5 years. Right now in Denver, it's 94 degrees. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 306.